Hey there, I'm Abdullahi Karima Ayomide and this is my podcast today on the strike plus lockdown. So I'll be talking about the challenges I faced in the beginning, even before the long break, the lockdown, ASUU strike, the toll it took on my studies and how I was able to make good use of the long break. So in the last episode, I mentioned that I graduated high school as the best student here. Well, let's just say I was pretty confident of myself, especially since the first year of med school is basically like revising all that was done in high school, so I thought it wouldn't be so difficult. Besides, I did SBRS and that's like an added advantage, right? Boy, was I wrong. If you thought you were the best in your high school, by the time you met your classmates or have interactions with them in class, your confidence is likely to drop. That was almost the case with me. I was very intimidated in the first few weeks. It felt like I did not know anything at all because during lectures, I saw classmates confidently answering questions correctly, asking theirs if they had any, and then there was me, like a lost little child. What helped me out was the numerous orientations we had while in SBRS where everyone kept saying, know yourself, be true to yourself and all of that. So I knew myself and I was going to stay true. So instead of remaining intimidated, I felt challenged. Challenged to push myself to do better, and honestly, it's working out really well. When the lockdown started, no one had an idea how long it was going to last. We all hoped it would last for a few weeks and everything would be back to normal, but that wasn't the case. Days turned to weeks and weeks into months. I did not make good use of my time in the beginning. I think the only thing I did was download the Duolingo app and started learning French. Come on, Sava. I got lazy and stopped, coupled with the fact that due to the strike by ASUU, learning could not go on. It was really crazy, especially seeing your friends in private institutions, having lectures, tests, and even exams, and then you're just there, not really knowing what your fate was. A lot of students went into depression during this period and it was really sad. After Ramadan, the academic committee of our class, together with our seniors, organized online classes for us to keep our brains active. That was one of the best sacrifices ever. Through the online class, I made friends with a senior who later became my study boyfriend. I'm not even sure that's a thing, but oh well. So we started giving daily reports to each other. At that point, I had to study daily no matter what because there was no excuse for not giving a daily report. It helped me stay on track and manage my time well. Then came an event that completely changed the perspective of things for me. ABUMSA, which is the Ahmadu Bello University Medical Students Association, organized the first ever virtual bootcamp that lasted for 2 days. By the end of the bootcamp, I had knowledge on research, exchange programs and global opportunities for medical students, networking, and I learned how to write a CV and cover letter. It was a mind-blowing experience. I made new friends even with the tutors, networked with them on social media, opened an account on LinkedIn and prepared to write my own CV. After the bootcamp, I sought for more webinars relating to my interests and I found quite a handful. I learned a whole lot from these webinars. Between June, when the bootcamp was held, and August, I had attended 6 different webinars on ranging but relating topics. By the end of August, I applied for Jobberman soft skills training, completed it and got certified. This was my second certificate in the lockdown, with the first being that of the bootcamp. I applied for some volunteering programs and I got one as an assistant editor for a health magazine. I also engaged in vocabulary development, read more books and improved my diction. I read the book The Alchemist and I think it's a really great book. Some events led me to seek interest in the history of Nigeria, so I started reading Oil, Politics and Violence by Max Yolom, and the knowledge from this book came in handy when I volunteered to tutor my classmates in our online class. Towards the end of the year, I applied to be a volunteer counselor at a mental health institute. I got accepted, underwent training, orientations and all of that. I also attended International Model United Nations Conference and I got certified. In December, I did a course on abortion courtesy of SCORA, the Standing Committee on Reproductive Health and Awareness, and also got certified. And just before the year ended, I did an online course on psychological first aid by the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Maryland and also got certified. By the end of the year, I had my CV written by myself. I ended the year on a very good note, feeling very fulfilled, especially because I started yoga again, became more consistent and I got really good at it. The lockdown helped me make friends with really amazing people that has added a lot of value to me, and I'm really grateful for that. On that note, I'll end by saying there's always good in every bad situation, but it's up to us to seek for it rather than dwell on the bad.